Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Josh Naylor with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Josh, how are you, man? Thanks for joining me.
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well, man. I got to know, what is the temperature in Goodyear right now?
Ooh, I mean, it's sweaty. That's the temperature. Sweaty. No, it's in the 80s, I think. It's been really, really nice here lately. It's a little windy today, but I think it's been around the 80s-ish.
All right. Well, I mean, that's good. You know, like yesterday here in Cleveland, it was 50,
ooh,
and it felt like 80. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
'cause it's been, that's good, it's though. Been, that's good, then.
Right. Because it's been like 20 degrees the whole winter.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. We're tough. We'll suck it. But I was just saying, Josh, that I'm, you know, baseball and football are my two favorite sports personally. So I hate this time in between, right? There's no NFL. There's no baseball. I mean, you guys are working out, but, you know, I'm not going to get excited to watch you guys run around the field a little bit. It's good for you. It's boring for us. You know what I mean? So we need some baseball in our lives. You must be excited to get ready and get ready for the season, huh?
Yeah, we got a few more days left. I think we start on Sunday. So, you know, everyone's really excited. Everyone's been working hard, and we're all ready for Sunday.
When you – going back to last postseason, I mean, do you believe it? When you think about what you did, and then I know it stinks because you guys lost, and that's the most important thing in the end, what happens to the team. But you go to the playoffs for the first time in your life. You're 23 years old, and you go 5-for-7 with 3 doubles and a homer. That's not supposed to happen, Josh. Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes about that?
I mean, it was absolutely, you know, a blessing that had happened. You know, I thank God kind of every day for that. And I'm just going to try to continue to be that player and put that type of, you know, work ethic and preparation and that I did with those two games into, you know, every single game going forward. I knew I was going up against a phenomenal team, phenomenal pitching staff, and that, you know, that they are who they are for a reason. So I have to really prepare myself like they do, because they're at that level, they're at that talent, because they obviously do something different than the average athlete. So,
right.
I mean, I just figured if I maybe prepared a little more, studied a little more the nights before, I would benefit from it, and, you know, thank God I did.
We're talking with Indians outfielder / first baseman Josh Naylor. Josh, you know, first base is open with Carlos Santana, and obviously, you know, outfield there's opportunity as well. Obviously, you've played more outfield in the big leagues. Are you more comfortable playing the outfield? Would you be comfortable playing first on a regular basis? What are you feeling about position-wise?
I'm comfortable playing wherever, whenever, my friend. I love to play baseball. I enjoy competing on that field, and whether it's in first base, right field, left field, center field, I mean, it don't matter. Catcher, I'll try to catch. I want to play. You know, I love to compete out there, and I love to play this game. So wherever they decide to put me, I'm going to work hard in that position. I'm going to give it my all, and I'm going to try to be the best defender I can be.
How cool is it that you're in the same organization with your brother?
It's unbelievable. It's still kind of shocking to me. Sometimes I do have to pinch myself and, you know, realize, hey, this isn't a dream. This is real. Like, you're actually with him, so take advantage. You know, be a part of his growth, be a part of his process, and show him and kind of guide him, you know, to get to the next level that he wants to get to. You know, thankfully I kind of went through it a little bit and still going through it during my career, but I can show him and tell him some things that I've been through that can maybe help him advance his career in a way.
Josh, you know, obviously you're born and raised in Canada, and you know, there's been a lot of good Canadian players over the years, but I think a lot of people always think, well, he's from Canada, he must love hockey. Did you love hockey, and how did you go down the baseball road instead?
I mean, yeah, I love hockey. I still love hockey to this day. Hockey was probably honestly my first love as a sport because of how fast paced it was at such a young age, and like how quick you had to think on your, you know, on your feet, and reaction time had to be perfect. You had to be in the right position. So I think that's why I fell in love with it early on. But baseball kind of took over halfway through my childhood because it was such a strategic game in a way, and it took such, you know, time and preparation, and you really had to do things a certain way to get a certain result, and that was beautiful to me. So I guess that's why I chose, and our younger brother chose over hockey. I don't know what it is, but baseball is like it's an art, and it's such a hard thing to perfect that it's like you want more and more and more because you know you can get there one day, you know.
When you hear people say, and I'm not one of these people because I love baseball, but there are people out there, you know this, who say baseball is boring. What do you say to those people?
I mean, don't watch it. It's unfortunate that you think it's boring. I mean, no disrespect to you. If something's boring,
not
then
me.
Don't do it or
not
don't
me.
Watch it.
I love it.
Hey, but I feel like baseball is, if you really watch the game and you really, you know, analyze everything that's going on, and you're not just focus on, oh yeah, this guy just threw the pitch and, you know, the guy missed it with his bat. Like, you really, like, be detailed in the game and know what's going on. And I don't think it would be boring at that point. I think you'd be very interested and very invested in this type of sport because of the strategy and the preparation and the talent that's within this sport. You know, through, we have players in this industry who are 6'7" to 5'7", you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Everyone is as good as the next guy, and it's incredible in this sport that you can have these type of athletes, and you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think if you think of it that way, if you watch it that way, it's not boring anymore.
Yeah, I agree. We got to spread that word because I love baseball, and when people tell me it's boring, I'm like, you just don't get it. You don't get it.
Yeah, so you don't get it.
Yeah, that's how I always feel about it. When you're – you know, you've been traded twice as a young player. You were first-round pick. You've been part of two blockbuster deals. How challenging was that? Now you got drafted by the Marlins, and I think within a year, roughly a year, I think you got traded to the Padres, and now part of the blockbuster deal coming in. How tough is that when you get dealt, especially at a young age?
I mean, I think as a young age, you see it first as like, oh no, you know, what did I do, and why doesn't this team want me anymore? Blah blah blah. Because you know you're young and you had just signed, or you just, you know, made a bunch of new friends on your new minor league team. You know what I mean? First few seasons and. It's kind of confusing. It doesn't really hit you on why it happened. But I think later down the road, I kind of realized that, you know, everything in baseball or in life, it happens for a reason, no matter what. So look at it like that, and look always on the positive side. Look at it that, you know, the next team wanted you way more than the team you're currently on, or there's another plan for you on this team. Like when you get traded, you don't know what can happen. You don't know. I didn't know when I got traded I was going to become an outfielder. And, you know, I debuted as a DH, but the next few games I was in the outfield when I came up as a first baseman. You know what I mean? And you never know what can happen when you get traded.
We're talking with Josh Naylor. And you get traded to Cleveland, and now you're playing for arguably the best manager in baseball, at minimum a top five manager and a lock Hall of Famer when he retires. I know he was, you know, ill last year, and you didn't probably – get much time with him last year when you got traded over, but so far in this early portion of spring training and what you knew coming in, what's it like to be with Tito?
No, it's incredible, man. He is he's a whole character in himself. He's funny. He's energetic, enthusiastic, positive. Like he wants every individual to just be the best person and player they can be, and to work the hardest they can, because he always talks about not taking anything for granted. You know, don't take this game for granted. It can come and go at any point, blah blah blah. So he really teaches you lessons on the daily, and if you really just listen to what he says and how he approaches, you know, either team meetings or individual conversations, it's always out of love, and it's always out of, you know, guidance.
We're talking with Josh Naylor, Indians outfielder, first baseman. Josh, obviously, you know, some new faces on the team this year, new faces. It's a very young team overall. Lindor, Carrasco, and Santana all gone. Those guys, you know, I'm not in the locker room like you are, but it seems to me that those guys were some of the big leaders on this team. Tito talked yesterday about, hey, you got to fill those roles, but it's got to happen organically. He can't just walk up to a player and say, hey, you got to be the leader now. How is that coming about? How does it feel in the locker room right now?
I mean, it's tough to lose those players, and you know, the caliber they have and the talent they have. It's obviously tough to lose them, but what we got in return is phenomenal, and we're gonna take that. And we're gonna run with it. We're gonna be the best, you know, teammates and players we can be. We're always gonna be working, you know, try to work harder than the next guy to our left or right, and we're just gonna be the best group of teammates we can be to help each other. That's the name of the game. If you can help your guy to your right and left, you know, you'll become better as a person and as a player. I think everyone leads in their own individual way. I'm not going to sit here and say everyone, you know, is rah-rah and loud and cheery and stuff. That's not how every leader is. Leaders could be quiet. They just go about things the right way. You know what I mean? So, for instance, a rah-rah leader with us is Hosey. Hosey's, you know, the energetic guy, you know, a guy who likes to, you know, talk and have conversations and bounce around on the field. You know, he's that type of leader. He leads in that way. Where Cesar Hernandez, he's more conservative. He's very quiet. He's very, you know, to himself. But he plays the game as hard as he can, and he does everything right. He's always in the right position. He's a gold glover. You know what I mean? Like, you look up to guys like that. So those are two examples of two different leaders within our organization. But I feel like everyone's a leader here in their own way.
There's been a lot of talk about another guy who probably is one of the leaders on the team, Roberto Perez. Right? He's lost. We're hearing he's lost 25, 30 pounds. I mean, does he look like a different guy?
Yeah, he does. He looks like an absolute unit right now. He is. He's in phenomenal shape. He busted his butt this offseason. And there goes another example of a leader who takes care of the time when nobody's watching him. You know what I mean? This whole offseason, his plan, I guess, was to lose a bunch of weight, to get more agile, get more flexible, and that's what he did. He didn't look back. He went for his goal, and, you know, he killed it. He did what he had to do, and he came into camp and shocked everyone, and now everyone's like, okay, you know, let's work as hard as, you know, Roberto.
We're talking with Josh Naylor, Indians outfielder / first baseman. Franmil Reyes recently in the last week said, you know, people are kind of downplaying the Indians because he lost some key guys, and he said, watch out when it comes to your team. You as confident as he is?
Absolutely. If, you know, Franmil has that confidence, I ride with that guy. He's my boy, and we do trust each other here. We know we have a phenomenal team. We have a great group of guys, and we're ready for war. I mean, anyone can count us out. Anyone can say this and that, but you know, it all comes down to game time, and we are ready for war. Ready to have fun. Ready to you know, build a great bond as a team, and hopefully that leads us to a playoffs, which leads us to a World Series championship.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
David Ortiz.
Okay. So were you a Red Sox fan, or you just loved him?
Absolutely. Him and Veritek were my favorite.
So wait a second. Nope. I mean, you grew up pretty close to Toronto, didn't you?
Yeah. Like 20 minutes, 30 minutes away.
No, but no Blue Jays.
I mean, I liked the Blue Jays. It was awesome, you know, if I was able to go to a Blue Jay game as a kid. But my team and my favorite player, David Ortiz and the Red Sox, they were unbelievable.
By the way, I did years ago when you were a baby, I did play-by-play as my first job in this business in minor league baseball. And one of the first games I ever called was in Canada. The team doesn't exist anymore. I don't even know if you heard of them before. I don't think it's that far from you, but it's the St. Catherine Stompers. Have you ever heard of that team?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yes, it was a awful field. It was like a high school field. You know, it was like a
– Yeah, I know.
I'm sure the field's still around, even though they don't have it. At least they don't have a team.
No, probably. Yeah, I think it is. You are right.
It was brutal. Did you like your time? I mean, obviously, everybody wants to get the majors, but did you have fun along the way in the minors?
Yeah. I mean, looking back, you really realize how kind of quick time goes, and you realize how quick your kind of minor league career goes. It's fast, man. It's only 5-6 levels, and depending on, you know, how good you're doing, it can go by super quick, and you can be in the big leagues within a year or two or within five. Like, it just it all depends on how you're doing, but I feel like it goes by super, super quick, and, you know, baseball itself goes by quick. So back to what Tito says, you know, don't take it for granted. You never know when your last day on the field is going to be. So I've always been trying to just have fun while I've been playing through the minors up into the bigs.
Last thing, Josh, have you found good places to eat in Cleveland?
You know what? I won't lie to you. I haven't because of the COVID protocols last year, we couldn't really leave the hotel. So I'm not going to lie and say, and I found a bunch of places I haven't been anywhere. I've been Uber Eatsing a ton of stuff last year there. And, you know, hopefully, God willing, you know, COVID stuff dies down a little bit and they lift some restrictions. And maybe we can eventually go eat outside or wherever. And maybe I can experience some good stuff.
Knock on wood. We all hope for that, Josh. Yeah. Have a safe and healthy and great season, man. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.